Amen? All right. I want to speak to you tonight, living an abundant Christian life. Living an abundant Christian life. So to live the Christian life, folks, is to allow Jesus to live his life in and through us. Amen? You see, many Christians today seem content to live what they think is an adequate Christian life. I'm okay. I just want to get to heaven. But they believe if they go to church, if they read their Bibles from time to time, if they say their prayers once in a while, they think that everything will be all right with Jesus. Occasionally, they may be inspired to go above and beyond their normal routines. They volunteer to serve others as ushers and greeters and Sunday school teachers and go on missions trips and all these kind of things. They go through the motions of a good Christian. And they do not enjoy the power. They do not enjoy the peace and the joy that should come with the abundant life Jesus promised. In John 10:10, it says, "A thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Amen. Listen, folks, we have to live in victory. Amen. Lee Stone King said this, "Some people get the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost doesn't get them." Amen. We need to understand you got to be sold out. You can't just put limits on God. And that's what he's talking about. Let the Holy Ghost get you. Let God get a hold of your life and change you, make you what he wants. But when you keep telling God no about this and no about that and no to this and no to that, then God's like, my hands are tied. All right? God wants to give us life more abundantly, but we got to do it God's way. Amen? So eventually the counterfeit Christian life that they're living becomes a burden and does not confront them when the storms of adversity come against us. You see, God desires to have a daily relationship with you where you experience his presence and you trust him for wisdom. You trust him for courage that you need every day. And you trust him for the strength in every situation. Every situation. This was not what you were created for. Amen? God does not call you or any Christian, folks, to a marginal Christian life characterized by chores and rituals. God desires to have a daily relationship with you where you experience his presence and you trust him for his wisdom and courage and strength in all these situations. And with every step you take, with every decision and you make and every conversation that you have and every thought that you entertain, the Lord wants you to be able to glorify him, or he wants to be glorified through you. So if we don't let God work through us, then he doesn't get glory. Amen? There's some people, folks, that we know, we wish they wouldn't tell people they're Christians. Right? Please don't tell them you're Christian. God desires to shine in your life with his love, with his joy, with his peace, with his patience, with his kindness, with his goodness, with his faithfulness, with his gentleness, and his self-control, illuminating your unique talents in you, in your traits, in your personality, as you walk in what? In obedience to him. In other words, he wants you to live the Christian life is to allow Jesus to live in and through you. Let that Holy Ghost get you. Amen? And that's why Paul wrote in Galatians 2, verse 20, he says, "I have been crucified." What's he talking about? My will, this flesh, what this flesh wants, has been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. How do you allow Jesus to do this? In what way does he live in and through you? See, if these two questions have been difficult, or if these questions are confusing to you, you're not alone. Many people never realize how powerfully Christ could demonstrate his life through them. There's so much more he can do through you. See, this is because many people believe that the key to living the Christian life starts with some kind of great act. When it really begins with a deep, intimate relationship with Jesus. That's where it begins. So to answer the first question, how do you allow Jesus to do this? You must realize the answer comes how? By working on your relationship with Jesus Christ. Learn to fall in love with Jesus. Amen? You do this through Bible study. You do it through prayer. You do it through worship and fellowship with other believers. And you not only learn about him, but you must also listen to him. There's where the problem comes a lot of times. Listening to him. Why do you need to listen to him? Because he will teach you how to love him. Right? How to live for him. How to walk in his ways. If you're constantly fighting against everything the preacher says and everything that this person, your friend, tells you, and this, if you're constantly, you're not listening to God. Because God will use the preacher. God will use your friends. God will use people to speak to you. And you know what? He'll use the word of God. But sometimes we're too busy in our minds thinking, I'm not doing this and I'm not going to do that. The answer to the second question, in what way does he live in and through you, is as unique as each believer who follows it. And this is because, you see, he has a special purpose for your life. You believe that today? God has a special purpose for your life. And the most important thing you can ever do is simply obey him, no matter what he tells you to do. Just obey him. That's the most important thing you can ever do, is obey the word. Obey Jesus. You see, God will allow situations and troubles in your life that only he can solve. How about that? Listen to me tonight. I said God will allow situations, he will allow troubles to come in your life that only he can solve. So don't you think we need to be tuned into him? Come on. Because see, if one of those problems come to my way, I want to know what he wants me to do. I want to be right where he wants me to be. I want to be talking to who I need to be talking to. I want to be listening to who I need to be listening to. Because I don't like problems. I don't like trials. Amen? So we better be tuned into him. We better be listening to him. We better have a relationship with him. You know, you heard it said how, if somebody calls you and you have a good relationship with that person, they don't even need to tell you their name. When you hear, hello, hey, how you doing, so-and-so? Well, what if somebody else calls you? Who are you? Who is this? What do you want? See, when you get tuned in with the Lord, you will be able to tell his voice. And when that time comes, those problems come in your life, you need to be able to hear the word. However God brings it to you. You need to know that's from God. Amen? So he'll allow these situations, he'll allow these things in your life that only he can solve. And you know why? This is so he can demonstrate his glory. He can demonstrate his power. He can demonstrate his love. He can demonstrate his wisdom. How? Through you. Through you. Why? Because God wants to get the glory. You see, with every step you take, every decision you make, every conversation that you have, and every thought that you entertain, the Lord wants to glorify Himself through you. You know how it is, folks, when you see somebody that's tuned in and lives with God, you say, man, that person's a man or a woman of God. And sometimes we desire to be like them. But I'm telling you tonight, you can be. You just got to do this and say, God, my desire is to get to know you better every day. Every day. And see, that takes, folks, that takes effort doing things outside of church. Sometimes this is what we know. We come to church, this is our time for God. No, your time for God needs to be 24/7. Come on. Is there anything distracting you from having that intimate relationship with God? What's distracting you? Think about it today. You know what it is. Maybe you need to admit it to somebody so that you can be accountable to somebody. Somebody's not going to blab it all over the place. We need to look into our life and say, what is distracting me from that intimate relationship with God? Have you failed to trust God's sovereignty? Are you worried that you're not doing enough to deserve a relationship with God? Well, then you need to return to the basic truth that your salvation is through faith in Christ, and it's not by your works. What is the impact of your life for Christ and the joy and the fulfillment you receive from Him? How does your walk with Christ affect others? How does it affect your life? What is the impact of your life for Christ? Folks, I'm telling you, we need to make a difference in this world, in our world. I'm talking about your world, where you are at. Are you making a difference with your neighbors? Are you making a difference with your coworkers? Are you making a difference in your family members? What impact? How about in your immediate home? Are you making an impact in your home? Are you frustrated and disgusted with yourself sometimes? And we all have those times, okay? I'm not saying we never have them. But I'm saying there's sometimes we just live in that realm, and it's not what God wants. It's not what God intended. God didn't even intend for the occasional things. But, folks, He understands we're human. But we need to understand, we need to make an impact. And that comes from having a relationship with God. Folks, God does not call you to an adequate life. Hear me today. He doesn't want you just to be adequate. He wants us to be extraordinary. You can't live in victory with adequate. Come on. We have to be extraordinary. So for you to experience the life that He planned for you, you must stop being distracted by supplementary issues and focus your attention completely on Him. Too often we're looking at this thing that we get needs to done, and we're looking at this situation and this incident and that problem and this and that, instead of focusing on Him. If we focus on Him, all these other things will fall into place. If you seek Him first and you seek His righteousness, all these other things will be added. We need to live by the Word of God. So for you to experience the life that He planned for you, you must stop being distracted. Get your issues, get your focus where it needs to be. Can you do it? Can you trust Jesus to live His life through you and take care of all that troubles you? Can you do it? I say, of course you can. Yes, you can. The God who redeems you can teach you how to live for Him. Amen. He wants to teach you. That's why he's given you leadership in your life, amen, to help perfect the work for the work of the ministry. Amen? So you can do it. God is more than capable of taking care of all that matters, all the matters and all the burdens of your daily life. He can do it. And he can shine through you brightly so that others can know him and others can be saved. You see, God has a purpose. Amen. He wants to get the glory so that other people around you say, what is different about you? Why do you always have a smile on your face? Why? God has a reason that he wants to bring his glory through you. God is more than capable of taking care of everything. Amen. He is. So, we have to die to your notions. Your notions, not God's. Die to your notions of what the Christian life should be so you can experience true life through him. Amen? It's not what we think it ought to be. It's what does God want? And we know, folks, that God is just not this, oh, everyday, same old. No, God, one thing I love about God, he's wild at some things. And some of the things God will do, if we allow him, through each one of us here, will blow your mind. Amen? God wants to blow your mind. Sister Donna's mind was blown when she heard that there was a prayer card for her. Come on. But it works. And that's the awesome thing about it. You see, God wants to do, I'm telling you folks, God wants to use each one of us here. And he wants to use you in extraordinary ways. Amen. That will give him the glory. And people will know it's not you. It's definitely God. Come on. Let's stand here today. So let God use you. Let the Holy Ghost get a hold of you. Amen. And let God use you in extraordinary ways. Lord, we thank you and we appreciate you. We ask, God, that you just bless each one here. Lord, as we go forth, use each one of us, Lord, in extraordinary ways. I pray that your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. In Jesus' name.